96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and I'm so delighted that you've decided to tune into the show today. For those of you joining for the very first time, the Happy Hour is an entire hour just dedicated to positivity and the goodness around us. We tend to hear so much about negativity, all the bad stuff happening in society, that, well, we decided to just have this time to hear about what good is happening around us. So if you or another individual or group that's doing great things, and it doesn't have to be just here on New Providence, it can be throughout the Family Islands, because with technology we can reach you, or if you're somewhere around the world, do let me know. We've had persons in Canada and the States, all over, come onto the show that way. So you can reach out to us on our social media pages. The Happy Hour is on X, that's now used to be known as Twitter, and then there was Facebook, and then there's Instagram, and then a few of you have found me on my personal pages as well, so you can always try that way. So, component of what I do on this show is just to run over some of the events that are going on. So I want to get that started. So just a shout out to the Get Your Rear in Gear folks who would have had a colon cancer awareness fun run walk this morning. And so we want to say congratulations to everybody who participated in that race, as well as, you know, the fact that you brought attention to something that is impacting a lot of folks. Colon cancer has been on the rise in our Bahamian society in recent years. I know on the Morning Blend, we actually had some of our medical professionals come on to talk about that. Maybe I'll have some on to just talk about how can we prevent or, you know, decrease our chances of getting that. It has a lot to do with our diet. Genetics also plays a part in it. So just make sure you listen to your medical professionals. And speaking about fitness events, I just wanted to share a few more going on the fitness side of things. If you have not already tuned into the Ministry of Health and Wellness's page, they have something called the Wellness Unit, and they usually do events every so often. And one of those events is happening on the 11th of April at 5 a.m. And this one, kudos. The Move Bahamas Fun Run Walk is happening on April 11th, starting at 5 o'clock. And it's going to be a little bit of an expo because they're going to have health screenings and giveaways and whatnot for it. And all ages are welcome to register. But this is taking place not only on New Providence, it's happening on Grand Bahama, Bimini, Inagua, Exuma, Andros, Eleuthera, Cat Island, and Abaco. And so you want to check their pages because you have to register. It is free, but you don't. So I think that sounds so beautiful. Imagine that you are working out the same time as Bahamians on how many other islands. Now, there are quite a few things that are way out. And those of you who know that I love running, I am a baby runner. They're having the marathon, and I think in about 2 or 3 years. So this is Four Seasons Race Management. You know, we usually have them on the show every so often because they also support a lot of these for cause races, right? So this is one of their races, and it's happening. And I know this is more than a 6 months notice. This is the 31st of January in 2027. But just so you know, like, people travel for marathons and whatnot, but this is going to be a pretty cool event because they are having 4 additional races happening at the same time. So you can do the marathon of 26.2 miles. You can also do a 3.1 mile, a 6.2 mile, which is a 10.55 mile for marathon split. So that's a relay. And then you can do the half marathon for 13.1. So you want to check out Four Seasons Race Management for further details on that. We still have a few more events that happened today. So I just wanted to say congratulations also to Special Olympics Bahamas. They had an awareness walk this morning at 9 a.m. They would have started at the Western Esplanade. So again, if you were there, cheers to you. And if you want to find out more ways to support Special Olympics Bahamas, you want to reach out to them on their social media networks. This is also another cool thing happening. Palmdale Vision Center, this is not an ad, is having something called Let's Talk Menopause. This is going on the 18th of April. That's a Saturday at the East Street Gospel Chapel Activity Center from 10 o'clock to 12:30. And so they're having Patrice Lockhart, who's a menopause specialist, and Vanessa Riley, who's an executive chef, along with Dr. Abby Jackson, who's hosting it. And they're saying that it's an exciting time for women and to share, interact, and relate. And I think we all know as women, menopause is going to hit us sooner or later. It's coming. And we probably know somebody who's going through it. So that event, I would say look into it. So that's hosted, I think, either the church is going to have it on their webpage or the Palmdale Vision Center will have it on their page. I will, again, try to put these up on our pages. I still haven't made up that event album. I need to do better. with that, so I think that's everything that would have happened today, because there were quite a few races happening today. You want to mark your calendar for the Hope Walk. So this is the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing group. They're having their annual Hope Walk, and that's happening on the 13th of June at Goodman's Bay, and you want to check them out to find out how you can register. It's another fun walk. They feature sunflowers because it's resilience and whatnot as well. So just check them out. And it's for a good cause. So Jenny Dean Caring Sharing Group, they support cancer patient survivors. They do great things. So if you can, just check them out. Then this is, again, another forward one. So on the 20th of June, there's going to be a beach run, and the theme is Carnival Fete. This is another Four Seasons Race Management event that's going to be at Goodman's Bay. So check out their social media pages on how to register for that. I think I've gotten to the end of everything that I have. Wait, there's Jazzy Fit. That's happening on the 11th of April. And this is a 5K or 10K run. And I think she's been doing this for quite some. You can either contact her on social media, that's Jazzy, or you can WhatsApp her at 423-4528. I want to say that was everything that I know about. Also, if y'all have something happening, just let me know, and I'll be pleased to mention it on radio. So that's your fitness events. Now let's go to some things that are coming up. Tonight, the Bahamas Kidney Association is having their Emerald Soiree. So if you haven't gotten your tickets, I'm not sure if there's any time to do so. Also, it's happening like in a couple hours, so I don't know. But shout out to the Bahamas Kidney Association for that. Then I want to mark your calendar. So this is Earth Day is coming up next month. And so Hillside House and Ice, and that's the artist community, having special collaboration where they're going to be featuring the second annual plant swap. So it's going to be a farmer's market with fresh produce from the Ice Garden and local farmers, with live music, hands-on workshops, community mural, as well as food and fresh juices. So that's Saturday, the 18th of April, and they're going to have it right there at Ice Bahamas. That's on Old Trail Road from 11 to 5. That's, of course, I have to mention, happening on Saturday, the 2nd of May, the Long Islanders Association is having our 2026 Grand Raffle and Fair. That's happening on Arley Park. And that's going to be from 12 until. So our raffle prizes, and this is a shameless plug because y'all know I'm on the association board, all that good stuff. There's over 40,000 in prizes, and the first prize is a Kia Sonet Jeep. So if you need tickets, you could reach out to me or through this page. You can also catch one of our members at designated locations selling tickets on the weekends, or you can reach out to us and we will find you to get you to get our tickets. So there's that. The University of the Bahamas Alumni Association is having their general meeting of April at 6 o'clock. You want to reach out to Alvado Thompson at the Alumni Affairs Office or the president of the UB Alumni Association. And all of their information is on the flyer that's on the UB page. This is something, there are a couple of cool things happening for spring. They're company-wise, so I can't really say them on air, but there's a lot of spring-themed events happening, even quite a few things going on. I want to particularly point out, but this is not a company, this is a church. If you know about any tea parties, I want to know. Please let me know, because I want to go. So St. Thomas More Roman Catholic Church is actually having a Bloom in Faith Garden. And this is happening on the 12th of April at 3 o'clock. Their attire is spring formal, so pastel dresses with fascinators. And then there's sort of teas, finger sandwiches, sweet treats, all that good stuff right there. So that's $50 a person, or if you want to get a table, that's $500. And I know that there are more, so please let me know so that I can put that onto, well, my pages and in my networks. This is completely random, but in dog walking, the Bahamas Humane Society, you know, is always looking for folks to help walk their dogs. So you can do that on Wednesdays and Saturdays from 9 to 11. So you have that. Now, I think there's also a few Easter events happening. If you know of something, please do let me know so that I can highlight that. There are some events, some music events that are coming up as well. But I still wasn't sure about how to get those. The Cat Island, I know I said this before, the Cat Island Sailing Club, 6th of April at Montague Beach. So you want to check them out. Mark your calendars also for the St. James Anglican Church. They're having their annual Easter Fest down at the church. This is the 6th of April. So lots of things happening for Easter. Again, if you know about it, let me know so that I can publish it, right? Quite a few concerts are going on too. Send them my way so I can make sure I put them on here. And I cannot find that one concert thing that's happening. Oh, there it is. Ha ha ha. So it's Igniting the Nation Through Music. It's a collaboration between the Nassau Music Society and the Royal Bahamas Police Force Band. And they're going to be having a classical and jazz concert on the 12th of April at St. Paul Apostle Catholic Church at 7 o'clock. That sounds like a beautiful time. And we all know the Police Force Band knows how to play music very well. So check them out with that. I think that's the end of everything I have. If you have events, do let me know. So, you know, we tend to be always so busy on this show. We're going to come back. We're talking with the Bahamas Red Cross because today is the Red Cross Society's Fair Day. It's happening at Government House. And so we actually for you all today. So you can listen to the chairperson for the event talk about all of the goodies that are happening. So we'll be back. Don't leave me. You're going to hear from Janet Johnson and myself right after this.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 9.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Wait, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
Nope. A day.
What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious boy, this real serious boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
Alright, well today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance.
Wait, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell someone.
You know he's a real man, but I never blow no vessel like he drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't no against us. Or you could text them from inside the crack crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, come solid.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96. DeAndre Cartwright, I'm so glad that you stayed with us. Now, y'all know almost every episode of the Happy Hour, I think I've only missed two since we've been on air, we've been telling you about the different events that are happening every upcoming weekend. In fact, I try to let y'all know almost a month of different activities that benefit our community that are happening so you can schedule them in. If you can make it, that's great. Or if you can't, you can support in other ways. And so, as you know, we like to try and invite these folks on the show so they can tell us a little bit more about these events and why do they matter. So joining me, I really think this lady has so many different hats. She's done so much inside this country. I really look up to her because she's involved in so many different things, but it's just not being present. She participates and she makes change. She's helping out with right now is the Red Cross, as you all know, is near and dear to my heart. And so joining me is now Janet. Tell the people who you are. I know you have about 50 different hats. I think you have a couple of medals of honor and stuff like that, too. I don't know. But tell the people, who is Janet Johnson?
Well, good morning. And it's wonderful to be here. And it is Fair Day. And today I'm wearing the hat of the chairperson of this year's Red Cross Fair, which it's been such an honor to prepare for this and to see it unfold. We didn't have a lot of runway, as you know, because the ball takes precedence and then the fair kind of follows after them. But we're very excited about the fact that the fairgrounds will open today at 12 o'clock. And we've moved back to the government house grounds, which is very nostalgic because that's where it all started. And it's historical because the governor's wives used to be the head of the fair. They used to be the patrons of the fair. And so the fair used to take place at their home grounds. And so it happened at government house. And so when I was a kid, this was the fair that usually the first time you got to go out unescorted or whatever, it could have been your first date. It was the place where you sort of snuck your first kiss in the cabbage patch. And
y'all had it. She telling y'all what happened back in the day.
So going back to government house, it's that's where it used to be. That was where it was at. I mean, it was the fair to go to. And of course, it had the prestige of Government House. And so to see it come back, which is a theme of this year's event, is come back home. To see it come back to Government House this year is really thrilling for me. And I hope that it will be for so many others. And we hope that you'll come out and enjoy the festivities of the fair.
Now, I know that folks have probably already picked up that we're recording the show at a different time. But when you're hearing this on Saturday, the 28th of March, and you're hearing this in the afternoon. So that means if you're hearing me right now, you're on the road. So that means you need to turn your car around and you need to head to Government House. You need to make your way. I don't care if you're coming up. You're going up Blue Hill Road or you're going down Market Street. But find your way to Government House grounds because it's happening right now. And so your chance.
Let me tell you where they could park.
Oh, listen, because you know parking is a serious thing, and you got to let them know if it's security.
Exactly. So we've secured parking at Central Bank in Duke Street, as well as on the just outside Government House.
Okay.
We also have parking at RBC on East Hill Street. So RBC, the Mortgage Corporation, and Royal Fidelity Group. All of that parking. Plus, in Market Street, we've got the City Market parking, that open lot.
Mm-hmm. And if you all don't know where City Market used to be, it's right across from CR Walker. And right up from there, the softball, baseball field grounds are low ground.
Right, the Southern Recreation Ground.
Right there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Anglican school, I think. So there's a big parking lot up there as well. McDonald's in Market Street, there's also a huge parking lot. So there's lots and lots of parking. We've got security. We've partnered with BTC, and they'll have buses going around and picking people up who are mobily challenged to take you to the fair. And we have three entrances at the fair. So there's Blue Hill Road, which is the traditional entrance.
Right.
There's Market Street, where you'll be coming from all the car parks. And there's School Lane, which is opposite Siawaka. So we have three entrances. Plenty of gates for people to get through and we shouldn't have long lines.
I love that. Three ways to get in, people. Three ways. Mm-hmm. Many places to park. There is no excuse. I know another question that's going to come up is the cost of entry. But before we get to the cost of entry, Janet, why is the Red Cross trying to raise this money? What is the Red Cross doing that they need this money?
The Red Cross is an incredible organization. This is my first time being involved with it, and I must tell you and your listeners that I am very, very impressed with the absolute reach that they have. Now, I've served on the disaster preparedness, the committee in Rotary. I've headed that up when I was in Rotary, but also I sat on the our disaster, National Disaster Committee. And the Red Cross was always involved in that. They were one of the top organizations that were involved with that. And when you consider that when a disaster strikes, the first responders are the Red Cross. They're there at the very beginning. They're there throughout the recovery period, and they stay with it. Meanwhile, me and you are all very comfy at home in our beds. And so when we can give to the Red Cross, we should. It's our civic duty to do so, because they're there when we're not. And we take comfort in knowing that they're there. And so if there's an opportunity to give back to the Red Cross, whether you do it corporately, like a lot of corporates have done, where they've sent money, advanced money, to help us to stage this event, because it's very costly to put on, then you should go and buy your cotton candy and take your little niece and nephew or your children and have a good time.
We've
created an event. It's a quality event. It's in a very prestigious location. There will be oodles of security all around for everyone to enjoy. And so we hope that people will come out and really enjoy the grounds. I'm amazed. I've been visiting the grounds and talking to the Ministry of Works carpenters that have been putting the booths together, because you know the Red Cross Fair is different. We don't have the tents as such. We have actual booths that are built by the Ministry of Works for the Red Cross. And
thank you to the Ministry of Works for all that they're doing. We appreciate it.
Yeah, they're fantastic, and they've put them up so quickly. And the layout has been designed by one of their architects as well. And she's really, Latira Lightbourne, I hope she doesn't mind me using her name, but she's done some fantastic work. And I just feel that it's amazing that, you know, everybody, a lot of the government agencies, the Ministry of Tourism is involved. We've got them manning all the gates. Because they're excellent with events. They know exactly what to do to man the gates to ensure that there's no leakage, because you know a lot of people want to come in. Oh, that's my cousin. He could come in. No, we can't have that, because if we do that, then we're going to, when the receipts come in, we're not going to have the amount of money raised if we continue to allow that to happen. And so we've got all of the gates manned by the Ministry of Tourism staff, and I'm very proud to say that they're coming to support as well, very, very pleased that everybody's going to be the Ministry of Agriculture. I spoke with them today, reminding them about the farmers market that they're going to put on.
Oh, there's going to be a farmers market.
Huge farmers market. So people can buy their stuff as they leave.
Mm-hmm. Let me try fit this into my schedule so I can go get all my leafy greens. Meal prep and whatnot while supporting an excellent cause. But Janet, I just wanted to throw in there a couple of the mission points of the Red Cross so that folks could better appreciate why in the world do we have the Red Cross, right? So the Red Cross prevents and alleviates suffering wherever it may be found. Two, it protects life and health and ensures respect for the human being. Their mission is to work for the prevention of disease and the promotion of health and social welfare, to train personnel and encourage voluntary service. They act as a channel for collecting money and goods donated by the general public for the sick and the suffering. Now, I think most folks who tune into the program, y'all know that I am a volunteer extraordinaire for the Red Cross. So when they ask to come on the show, I could say no, of course not. I help out with the ball committee. I've actually been on the fair committee as well. I've been all around, but I wanted to also highlight, in addition to the mission of the Red Cross, some of the activities that they undertake. Janet talked about the disaster management team. We hear about the Red Cross doing great things during times of disaster, during hurricane, during flooding, and things like that. But a lot of persons don't know that the Red Cross actually works every single day that the good Lord sends us. The Red Cross is doing work. They're helping our young people. And so some of those activities look like the Meals on Wheels program, where they cook hot meals on a daily
basis. About 200 a day.
200 a day to folks who can't get out, who need help to get home-cooked hot food. And this is happening every single day. They also operate a clothing, I don't want to call it a pantry, but they have a clothing shop where you can go if you need some secondhand clothes. They have something like that. They also have CPR training that they offer. They offer ambulatory services to events and things like that as a means of trying to raise money, but also helping the community. They also have the Bahamas Red Cross Youth Arm, where you have young persons learning how to help the Red Cross, but also how to serve their community. And these are young ones. I'm talking like primary school age kids as well as high school age kids. And so shout out to all of our advisors out there making sure that our young people understand and appreciate the importance of volunteering. They also have a backyard farming program, which goes through cycles. So sometimes it's doing fabulously well and sometimes it's just on a pause, but that's also happening. And then I said CPR, but they also have first aid training. So a lot of things that they are doing at the Red Cross, and all of these things need money. But also I have to put a plug in there. If you don't have funds, you can always volunteer with the Bahamas Red Cross. If you have a particular talent, in the words of President Edison Sumner, as well as DG Lisa Pinda, they will literally find something for you to do.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you reach out to them, and they're present all across social media. And you can always give them a call down at headquarters, because they have folks that will get your call immediately. So I just had to put that out there, that the Red Cross is doing great things, and you want to support them. If you want to give them a call, that's 323-7370, 323-7370. But what's happening today is that you want to make sure you get to Government House, because Janet is telling you they got parking. They got three entrances. And, of course, when she says she got three entrances, because she said administrator isn't that, I mean, it says it costs. So, how much it costs to get into this thing?
Well, we've kept it at the same cost as it's been for a number of years. We haven't increased the cost. So it's $10 for adults, and it's $5 for children. And so at the gates, you can pay either by credit card or you can pay by legal tender. But once you get in the gates, then it's a cashless environment. And so you have to change your legal tender, but you can do by a credit card or by legal tender to get your Red Cross box.
Oh, okay. I like that. Red Cross box.
And that's how you, what you use to do your transactions at the different booths.
And John and I know we're talking about this, but I already thinking about them juicy hamburgers. All of them, know.
I like three hamburgers.
Listen. I can eat that little thing. I can eat that. Now, before we get into the food, with my mind on there. So you all get ready. If you all hear me on the radio now, I come in for my hamburger. I can eat that extra juicy with all the fixins, everything there.
All the fixins.
Janet, it's going to be a great environment because you have music, you have entertainment. But when you pay your entry fee, you're getting onto the grounds. So you've already contributed to the cause, and then you're going to have fun. What are the different ways that people can have fun once they get onto grounds? Because you're going to have how many booths are there? And I understand that these booths are being manned by volunteers and persons giving up their time. So what do we have to look forward to?
Well, we have about 60 to 70 booths.
What?
How many
opportunities to have fun?
60 to 70.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Are they the same?
Very different. We reached out to a lot of the service clubs and asked them all to participate and to give to the Red Cross. Because obviously when they organize their booths, then all of the profits from the booth goes to the Red Cross, which is exactly what we want to happen. We've spoken with our regular vendors, our legacy vendors, and explained to them that the Red Cross Fair is really a fundraiser. It's not a commercial venture. And we've appealed to them to give back, to give more back to the Red Cross. And they've been happy to do that in terms of the revenue share. And so we're very, very pleased with what we've been able to do in terms of and the outreach that we've had to the community, because this is really a community event where the community is coming together to help to fundraise in one of the Red Cross's, one of two of the Red Cross's leading fundraisers. And so we would be very, very pleased if the public would make the effort and come out. We're also close to the port. So we will be, the Port of Nassau is going to be showcasing on their electronic billboards the fact that the Red Cross Fair is taking place today. And so we're hoping that a lot of the visitors, a lot of the passengers will decide to come and support. They know what the Red Cross is. The Red Cross is global. And so if there's a fair going on and it's a Red Cross Fair, people will come. And they will support. And we hope that is what's going to happen. It's a very short walk to Government House and over Market Street, over Bluer Road, and to come straight into the grounds and leave their discretionary money with the Red Cross. And we hope that's exactly what's going to happen. So
it sounds like that is what has to happen. Y'all have almost 70 booths with different things to do.
Uh-huh.
People got to come and have fun, and I'm sure that they will. Now, we know about the hamburgers. We know that there are going to be games. But what all is happening on the grounds?
Well, with the entertainment, what we've done is we've mixed it up in terms of having marching bands and pop bands. So there'll be bands on the stage and marching bands through the grounds, because we thought that, you know, people want to have different types of entertainment. And so we're very happy to have the prison band participating with us. I think they're going to be part of the opening ceremony. We're also going to have the Royal Bahamas Defense Force band. I think the police band is also going to be participating. Then
this
we have
like the Beaver Tree 2.0.
And then we have all the school bands, and you know they bring out their followers. And the school bands are absolutely amazing. I think we have GHS. I think Aquinas is there. St. John's is there. I think
shout out to my Aces.
Yeah, and I think
oh my God, I'm in school St. John's.
I think C.L. Walker is there as well, and one other. But we've got about four or five of them. Then we've got the Gospel Hour. So we're going to have some real good holy moly kind of Gospel Hour going on. And we'll be talking about that and enjoying all those sorts of spiritual songs. And then we go on to the secular in the evening. So we're hoping that we get a lot of people that are going to come and enjoy all of the festivities, to come and get their cotton candy, come and get their slush, all those heritage type of things that you would have at a fair. We hope that we have those all on, and then there's bingo as well. We've got the Rotary Clubs involved. We've got the Zonta Club involved with the White Elephant Stall. They've always done a White Elephant Stall.
Is there going to be a book stall? I'm asking for me.
Huh?
Is there going to be a book stall? I'm asking for me.
I'm not sure. It'll probably be on the White Elephant Stall.
Oh, okay.
People will probably bring their books and leave them at the White Elephant Stall.
Love that. And I just want to walk right back to the Gospel Hour. They're calling it a praise party. And from what I understand, it's going to be an incredible lineup of Bahamian gospel talent, which includes Shabak, Kenya Ferguson, Devaro Chase, Niche, Shanette Hepburn, Ignited, Lillian Barrett, Agape Music, as well as the Royal Bahamas Police Force choir. We always heard about the band, but the choir is going to be out there. I can already feel the energy coming out of that. My gosh. Because I think I only listed like 10 people. I'm looking at that flyer right now, ladies and gentlemen. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. There's more than 25 people on this flight. Y'all are getting a concert for free. Get in, technically. You can do that. And then Janet was so polite when she say that they got the secular one in the evening. They bring in Shad, Kali, and the VIPs in the evening. And they calling that the Wee Scullin Party. Now, I know if it, none, any, you know who listen to my show, I know y'all good Long Island people know what I mean when people say scullin, right? But for those of you who know what sculling means, that's a boating term. That means when you're moving through the water and you're pushing yourself through on the boat, right? So they having a wee sculling. That, man, listen, I need to go out there tonight. Let me see what time to start. It's from 7 o'clock to 11. So
11 o'clock.
Sculling, vibing, singing, and dancing the night away under the Nassau sky. Some of the favorites performing, Shad calling the VIPs, Rick Carey, Sherrod Taylor, Iron Store, and I think if you only pick up on Iron Store, who he belonged to, understand what type of music coming right there. And Shanice, they're bringing the Ultimate Bahamian Party soundtrack to Lower Government House grounds. Man, listen, this sound like this could be epic, and y'all needs to be down there. They having two sets of concerts. Now, the gospel one, the praise party, that's starting at 4:30 p.m. There's so much things to do. Y'all have done an excellent job, really, with this event. Y'all have your entertainment. You have two sets of entertainment. Then you also have the school bands coming on. Then you have the Department of Corrections, you have the police force, you have the defense force. That means, I hope you all know, I don't know, I don't know if I could whisper this on a radio. I can see if I could whisper it though. Y'all know the Dem 3 is be trying to figure out who's the best, right? So they come out there to compete. That means the Department of Corrections and the police and the defense force going to show up and show out, because after beat retreat happens, they just try to say who's the best. So that means they come out there to try to reclaim their crown. That means they can be carrying on bad. if y'all ain't already out there, this the gospel thing started at 4:30. Y'all can still catch that. But if you ain't already out there, try to go out there. And if you already saw it, comment and let us know how it went. Because this is starting
at 12:00, right? Bring the family. Bring the family. Bring your friends. Bring everybody. It's going to be a wild party. And great for kids. We've got a huge amusement area with motorized rides and everything for the children, and also all sorts of activities. So if you need to park them for a little bit and give them a couple Red Cross bucks to pay for whatever they need to get, then do that. They're in a very, very safe environment. And they will enjoy themselves if you bring them to this event.
I like that idea right there, because I remember taking my little people to the Red Cross Fair and just letting them do what they want. And they were young at the age for the kitty corner. That was great, so that I could have something to breathe. And now that they're older, when I tell you, I have two little ones who are not so little, because they're both taller than me right now. They love the bingo table. They will sit and play bingo all day, and they take turns and be like, you go get me the food. So they you have fun at all ages out to these things, ladies and gentlemen.
And don't forget hoopla.
Oh, yes, definitely. And y'all, you know, the Red Cross has some really nice prizes. But I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you heard when Janet say that these booths are not manned by the Red Cross. They are manned by representatives of service clubs. These are folks that are volunteering of their time to help the Red Cross raise the funds. You have Kiwanis clubs, you have Rotary clubs, you have Zonta clubs, you have all of the service organizations that are coming out there because they believe in what the Red Cross does on a daily basis. This is a community coming together, and you have the opportunity today to drive and park, to get onto the Government House grounds so that you can be a part of this effort. And it's $10 entry for adults, $5 for children. But you have access to entertainment once you get in, the ambiance, the fun, the music. And then you get to choose how you use your Red Cross bucks, because you're going to have to get that converter before you start. And you can get your food. You can play your games. Now, I know, I don't know if Janet wants to say this on the air, but you got to ask if they have leaded and unleaded drinks. I think.
Of course. We got to have that. I think we have three or four bars.
Okay.
But one of the highlights of this event is the Heritage Corner, where we are mounting an exhibit of the work of the Red Cross. So we want people to come and to see what the Red Cross does. Lady Darling, back in the day, collected a lot of clippings. So she has a collection, a collage of clippings that she's collected from the 70s of the Red Cross events. And so we're going to be showing that as an exhibit. And we want people to come and to walk through that as a rite of passage, to learn about the work of the Red Cross, and so that they feel duty bound to support it in future. We don't just want you to come to the Red Cross and think that it's all fun and frivolity, but it's a serious thing, and we want it to be around for years to come. And so it requires the support of every Bahamian to give to the Red Cross. You know, I was recently in Long Island and on a tour, and the tour guide was saying, well, that happened. Those are the remnants of Melissa. And I said, Melissa who? And he said, the hurricane, you know, the big hurricane that went to Jamaica, that finished off Montego Bay in Jamaica. And then you realize that the funds from the Red Cross go all over the islands of the Bahamas. So when there are these hurricanes that come up from the south, the southern islands, they require help. And the Red Cross is very instrumental in helping those people who require assistance in those islands when hurricane strikes.
My island, trust me, and I think you brought up a very important point. The Red Cross does not only work on New Providence, it does work throughout our family islands. Mm-hmm. Each of our
islands. They have chapters in the family islands as well.
Yeah, they do. They do. Mm-hmm. Some are inactive, and maybe somebody listening to me right now is interested in restarting it on their island. But the Red Cross, it is possible to have your chapters on different islands so that we're all connected, mm-hmm. and we can all help each other. The Red Cross is I already said that I am a volunteer with them and have been for decades now, I feel. Even though I'm a young person, decades, because I've been doing it from when I was younger. But they do great work, and today is your opportunity to help them, to help our country by having fun, and getting good food, having a good drink, and enjoying your time with others out there at Government House grounds.
Yes, so please get in your cars, or if you're in your cars, make that little detour and head to the parking lots that are close by. All along the East Hill Street corridor, all of those buildings, all of those corporations are loaning us their car parks. Also the central bank is loaning us their car parks. So feel free to come out, enjoy, and we will welcome you to the grounds at the Government House lower grounds. We start at 12 o'clock. I think Junkanoo will finish us off at about 11. And so please come and bring the young ones and bring your loved one and bring the elderly, because they will enjoy it as well. They've grown up with the Red Cross. Everybody has grown up with the Red Cross Fair. And so we want to bring back that nostalgia. We want to tug at your emotions and get you to really enjoy something that's been around. It's part of our heritage, and it's a great event to support in terms of a fundraiser.
I love that, Janet. And again, people can hear your passion and your love for this in your voice. And I gotta ask a question, because I know everybody probably thinking, and we're probably getting some texts, even though I gotta say, guys, we're pre-recording it, so we're not there in studio, so I can't see the text. But I know I'm not the only one who has this question. You say Junkanoo. Which group can be out there?
I think we got an all-star.
Eh? All right. We like the collective. So you got both the Valley, all the Saxon.
You got an all-star. We don't want to cause any issues. And so and so it's a community event, so you know,
exactly. So you have community for persons from all the community, all the absolutely time. I love that, ladies absolutely and gentlemen. We have had Janet Johnson, she's the chairperson for this year's Red Cross Fair, here with us, telling us more about this major fundraising event for the Bahamas Red Cross Society that is happening today at Government House grounds. So you still have time, because they're out there until 11 o'clock, and it sounds like they're trying to be out there past 11, but they have lots to do, lots of parking, many ways to pay your entry, as well as to get your Red Cross bucks to make sure that you can buy all the food, play all the games, drink everything, leaded and unleaded, but also dance the night away with all of the entertainment. Janet, it sounds like a fabulous time. We want to say cheers to you and your team.
Thank you.
That you're putting in there, because teamwork makes the dream work. And a lot of you are volunteering your time just to make sure that this happens. So we want to say thank you so much for all that all of y'all are doing, all of the different ministries that are putting their hats in here, their strength, and they're making sure that it happens and it happens successfully. So yeah. Thank you again. And we're happy to have you on the happy hour.
Thank you so much, DeAndre. It has been a pleasure. Excellent. And we're looking forward to an excellent event.
Awesome. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the happy hour with DeAndre Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Don't leave me. We still have a few more things to go over right after this. Welcome back. I'm happy that you stayed with us and hopefully enjoyed that segment with Janet Johnson with Bahamas Red Cross for their fair. Guys, please make your way down there. They're going to be out there until about, well, the booths. Some will be closing down around 8, I think, but they're going to be out there until 10. They have lots of things planned. So, and again, the food and the entertainment and the fun, it's going to be grand. So just try to make your way out there. And quite a few service organizations are going to be present and accounted for. So you just want to double check to see, you know, you want to support your groups trying to really make a difference in what they do. So I know that we haven't touched on our mental wellness and checks. You know, we're doing that mini series from January. So you're still here. So we're going to get into that today. Remember, we are following clinical psychologist Amanda Hilton and her post, actually, so you can find her online as well. So we're going to start today on small ways to add more joy to your days. So these are small, realistic ways to make everyday life feel better. So what we want to do firstly is seek out opportunities for adventure and embrace new experiences. You want to watch a sunrise or a sunset, engage in random acts of kindness, get lost in a good book, watch a comedy show or stand up. And they have so many online if you don't want to go out. Watch the stars on a clear night. Take a leisurely walk. Listen to uplifting music. That's another thing I think we don't really think about so much. Like the type of music we listen to can literally influence how we feel. So you want to find some of the positive upbeat, and you can actually find like tunes that don't necessarily have music with it. So you can find instrumental tunes that are designed to raise your emotions, raise your energy. Check it out. YouTube has a lot to choose from. Or if you know of a song that you like, once you put it into whichever platform you follow with music, it'll do it for you. Spend time enjoying nature. Send a heartfelt, handwritten note. Seek out laughter and opportunities for lightheartedness. Book an outing or trip to look forward to. Celebrate your accomplishments and wins, no matter how small. Listen to a meditation. Sign up for a class to learn something new. Create art without judgment or rules. And ask any artist, there is no judgment. There are no rules unless you have an assignment or commission. Find solace and joy in the beauty of nature's wonders. Capture special moments and photos with photos and create joyful memories. Connect with old friends and reminisce. Take a people detox and spend time enjoying your own company. Get a good night's sleep to reset your energy. Oh my goodness, and I know just how that feels. So those are small ways to add more joy to your days. So what we're going to go through right now is our 26 ways to build consistency. So this is how you can make follow through easier. And I know we all battle with follow through. We want to say we want to do this, we want to do that, but it's just difficult to really get it done, right? So these are 26 ways, and then we're going to go through a few of them, you know, to reinforce, because we don't like to just give the advice. We like to give you ideas of how to implement the advice. So you want to automate decisions. You know, almost everybody has a cell phone, so you can actually go into your, depending on what type of phone you have, I can't speak for Samsung folks, Android users, I literally don't know. But if you have a, depending on what type of calendar you have, if you're using a Google calendar, an Apple calendar, you can actually set task reminders. So if you know you have something to do, put it on your calendar as a task, and you can have like a deadline attached to it. You can do the same thing in your calendar to say that you have something to do today, and then train yourself to actually check your calendar to see what it is that you need to do on that particular day. So automating decisions. And then, you know, we all know when some of the bills are due, and if we are able to, we can pay those on time. So you can actually set automated transfers and stuff like that too. It's trying to make our lives a little bit easier, right? So you want to also use time blocking. Block out time to say, okay, I need to do this within this time period. And remember, we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago when we were saying that you want to declutter and you want to set like 30 minutes, 15 to 30 minutes to clear out a particular space. This is an example of that. But if you have something to do, if you have a place you need to go, that sort of thing, you want to use time blocking and stay firm. Remember, we were talking about boundaries. Stay firm with that. And you can use time blocking for yourself. Like we need more time for ourselves some days, most days. So block it out. This is an hour just for me. You want to gamify your goals. And really what that means is you want to try and make it fun, like set little mini milestones, because sometimes we focus on the bigger picture that we forget that it takes small steps to get there. So gamify your goals. You want to narrow your options. This is just trying to make it more attainable, right? You want to set realistic standards. See, they're talking about SMART goals right here. Set realistic standards. Let's not put so much pressure on ourselves to do these things that we may not be able to do within that particular moment in time. It's not that we can do it, but perhaps not that moment in time and in the way that we want it. So be realistic. Prepare in advance. That takes so much stress off of you if you prepare in advance. You want to limit all distractions. Leverage our technology. We have so much tech around us, and I see so many persons using AI right now. Use it. It makes your life easier. Double check it, but use it. You want to get a mentor. If it is something that you're doing or something you want to learn how to do, find out who's the best in the game, who is most likely to work with you, and ask them if they can help you learn, help you improve. Track your habits. You can write them down. You can do I know some persons do a visual diary. You can do it that way. You want to utilize visual cues. So a lot of persons use sticky notes and whatnot, so you want to write those out. And then use reminders and alarms. Design your environment, because it's how your environment determines on how you feel, really. So if you have control over your environment, just design it in a way that works best for you. It's your life. And define what your vision of success is. What is it that you are trying to do? What is it that you define as successful, and how do you get there? Because everybody has a different version of it. So what is yours? And then you want to create rituals around tasks. You want to sign a contract with yourself to hold yourself accountable. Set specific times for those tasks. Create a public commitment. This means that you want to have an accountability partner. Or you can put it online if you feel so inclined. But if you have one other person who knows what you're doing and they hold you accountable, it kind of helps. So you want to break your tasks into smaller steps. You want to pair difficult and easy habits. So, you know, it's a balance going on. You want to find that accountability buddy. Connect with your inner why. Complete a weekly check-in and become your own cheerleader. Educate yourself on your goals and use supportive social influence, such as listening to the show, because we do this almost every week. My goodness, time flies so much. I'm not even sure. Okay, I don't think that we're going to be able to get through the next part. So this is a practical guide to showing up, and it's how to become somebody who follows through. I think we're going to have to take this up in a future show. So stay tuned for that, because I believe that I've run out of my time. And so, and I don't want to start this if we're not going to be able to get through it. So we'll bring this up for the next show. Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's me. It's me, guys. It's not you. It's me. But I want to say thank you so much for tuning into Guardian Radio today. It's been a pleasure to have you. And I hope you've enjoyed our programming. I hope that it's been impactful for you, and that you've learned something, you've heard about something you can do to help, because at the end of the day, it's up to us to be the positive change. Like, we can wait for other people to do it, but imagine how quickly it'll be if we all threw our hat in the ring, if we all put our hands on the problem to try and fix the things around us. Imagine, just imagine. Sometimes it begins with us. Most times it begins with us. Anyway, I hope you have a great weekend. Please stay safe and make sure to follow the Happy Hour on all the socials. And we'll be in touch. We'll be back here next Saturday. Same time, same place. This is DeAndre Cartwright with the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Have a good one. And remember, you can be the change that you want to see.